On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password. To WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat or trading those late night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Fans of the No Contest Wrestling Podcast, I know it's not Monday. You're aware it's not Monday. But TJ, we got something special. We got a special SummerSlam. That's alliteration if you're paying attention. A special SummerSlam episode of the No Contest Wrestling Podcast because we got a returning guest, somebody that got to get something off her chest. Roxanne Perez is joining us, and we're going to give you guys a quick interview. I mean, TJ, how do you feel about that?
I mean, look, it's great we get to do this. Roxanne's making her rounds to talk SummerSlam, and she wanted to come home. And like we always said, our house is your house. So she came home, and can't wait to get to talk to her.
I mean, if you can't wait, I know I can't wait. So probably they can't wait. So let's get to it, my brother. Remember, that's brother with an A.
Not an E-R.
Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome, she's a women's tag team champion now, TJ, all right? And it's Roxanne with two N's, because she's the first female superstar to do the NCW podcast two times. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Roxanne Perez.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, thanks for having me again.
Roxanne, we always tell people, you know, once you're NCW for life and meet Casa, Sue Casa. And you're one of the people who actually took us up on that. You know where we kept the spare key, went into the kitchen this morning, and there you were having breakfast. She came home, Jay. She came home.
I'm home.
Okay, so.
Oh, Shay, real quick, though, before we start anything, Roxanne, I got a very, very, very important question that we've got to get out of the way first. Mm-hmm. How's Wyatt?
Exactly. That was my first
one. He's the best. I just got some pictures of him today because I'm leaving him so much more often now. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad. But I got a full day with him yesterday, and he's the best. He's still the cutest doggy ever.
Does he miss us?
He does. You need to call me back whenever he's around.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Wyatt. No doubt. You've been busy since the last time we saw you. You've been real busy. You're on the main roster now. So I think my first thing I got to ask is what is the feeling of finding out you're going to the main? And also, what's the difference? Like, do you see a huge difference between your NXT life and your main roster life?
Okay. So I remember I was going back and forth from NXT and main roster for a little bit. So I felt like it was a different scenario rather than what I always thought would be like, hey, now you're on the main roster. Like, now you're up there. With this, it was more like, am I here? Am I not here? I know they like me, but I'm still going back and forth. And then finally, I actually asked Triple H myself, and he was like, consider yourself a part of the main roster now. Like, congratulations. I'm excited to work with you and see what you do. And that was a really cool moment, even if it was just like us two talking, because it was just everything that I've worked for my entire life. Like, I finally did it. I'm on the main roster now. It definitely is very different, you know, because like, obviously the travel for one is crazy. Like, I didn't realize how much the travel actually is until you're actually in it. And I think also being the tag team champion, we're on every show. So we're busy. But it's been really fun, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be tired over a job that I've worked out my entire life, you know?
All right, cool. Yeah, well, since we last spoke with you in February, we'll get people caught up who may not have been caught. I don't know why they wouldn't be caught up with what you were doing, but, you know, if they're not, we'll catch them up. Since we last spoke to you, you competed in the Women's Elimination Chamber match. What was that like?
Oh, that was really cool because that was my first ever pay-per-view on the main roster. and it was in Canada, so that was really cool. And yeah, just being in there with all those women, you know, Liv, Bianca, Bailey, Naomi, like it was just really cool. And yeah, it just made me so much more excited for every other thing that I'm going to be able to do on the main roster. Now we have SummerSlam. I'm going to be a part of SummerSlam, so I'm so excited for that. It's also Raquel's first SummerSlam, so we get to do it together as tag
Nice.
champs. So yeah, I'm hyped.
And Shay, just to continue with that, May, you officially, like as we said, you joined the Raw brand in May. In June, you went to the Final Four of the Queen of the Ring tournament, where you lost to the eventual winner, Jade Cargill. In June, you officially joined the Judgment Day. And in July, we had the Women's Evolution. So just got caught up with everything you did. I think, O'Shea, kind of want to know what's up with the Judgment Day, though, right?
Because if you guys remember on our first episode with Roxanne, I asked her what move is she not looking forward to take whenever she does matches. And
Right.
you said Raquel's finish.
Yeah.
Now, that's your teammate. That's
Yeah,
a
you ain't got to
hell
worry
of a
about that.
chess move.
No,
Hell
I
of a
don't have to
chess
take it. You see? I
move.
manifested that.
Smart. So yeah, what's it been like joining the Judgment Day, having a crew that is, around you, a dominant crew as well. Everybody got belts around there. So
Yeah.
what has it been like joining the Judgment Day?
It's been awesome. Everybody in there is just awesome to work with. And like you said, it's the most dominant faction in WWE, and I would say in WWE history. Like, I don't know who wouldn't want to be a part of the Judgment Day right now. So I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of it and work with all of them and run Monday Night Raw and SmackDown.
Exactly.
And NXT, if you choose to go back down, I mean, you did
Do
that
whatever you
already,
want.
but
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tell us, since we talked about her, we're also big Raquel fans here on NCW. So what's it been like tagging with her and
It's been
becoming
really cool.
champion?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I feel like she had to warm up to me a little bit. She
We
had to
could
kind of
tell.
get to know me, you know? But I think now she finally is realizing that I can help a lot and I can do a lot for the Judgment Day. But a lot of people don't know that we actually have history together. So, she did help me in a storyline down in NXT when I had a pick your poison match, and I had Raquel Rodriguez fight my opponent and she won. So she did a little favor for me. And then there was one WWE live event when I was still with NXT that was it was for a main roster, and it was in Laredo, Texas, which is my hometown. And I begged them. I was like, somehow can I get on that live event? And Road Dogg ended up saying yes, and thank you, Road Dogg, shout out. But he put me on that show, and I tagged with Raquel in my hometown against Alba and Isla Dawn. So we have some history of being tag partners together.
Okay, now we know that you've been a fan forever. We know how young you were when you started training. I know that Money in the Bank and WrestleMania were your two favorites. How cool was it to be in Money in the Bank? How
Oh,
sick was that?
so sick. Like, you know, I feel like I have so many pinch me moments here, and I feel like they're never gonna stop because it's moments like that where it's like, oh my God, I'm literally in Money in the Bank right now as I'm like climbing about to grab the briefcase. I literally have a moment of like, this is really freaking gold. Like, it's crazy.
That's sick. Now, I also gotta ask, what's it like seeing your guy on LFG? Talk us through that a little bit. That's gotta be a cool moment as well.
I love it. And like this new season is gonna be really cool. As you guys have already seen, he's in Undertaker's team now, which like who better to be in? I mean, Booker's gonna get mad at me for saying that, right?
I was
Booker,
just
I
like,
love you too.
I was just like, wait
just
a
about to get you for
second.
that.
It's a good tie, right?
Oh,
He could
yeah.
if he was with Booker or Undertaker, you know? But
Exactly.
no, but yeah, it's really, really cool to see him do all of that and show all the personality that he has on that show and show why he should be like the next big thing because I believe in him so much and I think like when you watch him and you watch his entrance, like it's very fun and then he goes out there and he kicks ass. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Has the move the Raw in the main roster? Has it been everything that you dreamt of? Because we know longtime fans since you were a little bitty child, and now we've seen all the pictures of you meeting various wrestlers, at different events when you were little, and now you're actually there. Has this been everything that you dreamt of?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said earlier, it's tiring, but I'm so grateful to be tired 'cause it's like I'm traveling all the time and it's like every single time that I get to an arena and I see the fans outside, I have a moment of like, "Oh my God.
That used to be you.
I get to do this." Like I used to be there. I used to be on the other side of the gate and hoping to meet a wrestler and like that puts it into perspective. For me, every Monday, every Friday, because I'm just like, I'm so grateful to be here. Like I actually made this happen, you know? I'm very grateful.
Dreams come true, man.
Yeah.
Now, Roxanne, you beat Becky and Natalya in the same match.
Right.
Now, I do have a follow-up, but I'll phrase this part like this. Is there anybody on your list that you're dying to have a one-on-one match with on the main roster right now? And my second question is, since you are on Raw and friend of the show, Phil Brooks, TJ, just happens to be there. Now, they got history, of course, but now that they're on Raw together, have you been in his ear about AJ Lee yet?
Like
Come on, man. Come on.
I feel so bad because like every time this resurfaces, people are just like, leave her alone already. But
Nah, man.
I'm like, no, I'm not gonna leave her alone. She needs to come back. Honestly, yeah, I'm like, has Triple H called her yet? No. Yes. No. Yeah. He's like, stop it. But sorry, what was the first question again?
Anybody on the main roster that you're dying to get a one-on-one with?
Yes, Bailey.
Oh yeah.
I have been dying to get in the ring with her, and we had a feud going on for a little bit, and that got cut short. So I feel like we have some unfinished business, and I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it'll be at the biggest show of the year one day.
Oh
There's
man.
probably a good chance that that could go down there at
Shout out to
some point.
Vegas.
You know what I mean?
Hey. Maybe you gotta save it for something special.
That's true. That's true.
Oh
How about the women's evolution card, Roxanne? Let's
yeah.
like pull the curtain back a little bit. Can tell us everything that you can about that. What it felt like to be a part of this historic event.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy. I was just talking about this, how like being at Evolution was probably another one of my I made it moments because my mom was actually there backstage with me. She watched my match, and she came backstage and after the show ended, all the women, we did a toast to Evolution. And the very first Evolution, I remember sitting on the couch with my mom and watching it and being like, I'm gonna be in there one day. And then flash forward like 7 years later, and me and her are toasting in the locker room with all these strong, amazing, badass women to an Evolution number two. Like, it was so crazy. And then me and her were watching the main event together. And when Naomi came out, a lot of us didn't even know. Like, we really didn't know. And we're watching as fans, and Naomi comes out, and we're all like, no way this is going to happen. And then she wins, and everybody just like went crazy. And I thought it was so freaking cool because, like, I've been watching Naomi since I was a kid, and like, they were doing the NXT obstacle courses and the, you know, the guess the WWE theme song. And I remember watching her do that. And flash forward, she's the freaking WWE Women's World Champion. Like, it's just really inspiring to see and really cool to have seen like the evolution of the woman and Naomi and just like be a part of it now. It's crazy.
Have you had a chance to maybe pick Naomi's brain at any point? Have you guys got any one-on-one time where you just got to sit around and kick it with her and pick up any tips?
Yeah, both. Yeah, Naomi's freaking awesome. And everything she's doing with her heel work right now is insane and so entertaining. Like, I love watching it. And I definitely look at that for, you know, like inspiration and like study what she's doing because she's killing it.
Okay, now before you were with Judgment Day, you spent a little time with Julia, and she's still a bit of a, we haven't had her as a guest yet, so we got a little information from Stephanie McCarron, but talk to me a little bit about working with her in the beginning, what that was like when you were first kind of being introduced into the main roster.
Yeah, so I got to work with Julia a lot on in NXT. I think I was actually like her first match in WWE, like first pay-per-view match. And she's awesome. I feel like she's everything that they say she is and was before she got to WWE. I love working with her. She's actually become one of my close friends, and so coming to the main roster and getting to do that together, and we ended up getting split up, but you know, since I'm on every single show, I get to run into her every now and then, so that's fun. But yeah, she's awesome.
Now, I also saw your Celtic workout with Sheamus. All right.
Yes.
And you did, the full body prodigy workout. Now, you're insane. There's like that the workout is ridiculous, TJ. Like it is really crazy. So I'm gonna
I don't think
ask
it's
you,
that bad.
yeah,
That's
because
like,
you're laughing while Sheamus is dying
yeah,
the whole time.
I felt so bad.
Is there any part of that workout where you dread a little bit?
I mean, yeah, there's certain days. I guess like that day, it was fun, you know, because I'm like working out with Sheamus and we're doing the Celtic workouts. But that's like a workout that I'll do or like put together if I don't know what to work out that day, and I'm like, I'm in the gym, I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm just gonna do this little like HIIT workout thing that I
It is
have
not little,
for
TJ. Don't let her
me.
tell you. Don't let her tell you that shit is little.
You gotta watch it, but it's I don't think it's that bad. Maybe he was trying to do like 40s and like burpees with 40s. I'm like, bring it down a little bit, it's okay.
Burpees
with 40s is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
SummerSlam, your first one. What does it mean to you? I mean, because all these are your firsts, pretty much, right? Everything that we're doing so far is the first time that, the world really has been exposed to Roxanne Perez. And now this is going to be your first SummerSlam. So, what are your feelings going into SummerSlam? I'm sure, as the big fan that you are, you had great memories of watching SummerSlams throughout the year. So, like, what's it mean to you to actually have this dream? Because all your dreams are coming to fruition, it seems like, Roxanne.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second biggest pay-per-view of the entire year, so it's really exciting. Usually, I don't get hit with like the oh shit, this is happening until like I'm there or until it's like before I go out. But I landed yesterday and I was like, oh my God, like we're doing SummerSlam. Like this is it. And I'm walking in as a WWE Women's Tag Team Champion. And I'm walking out as WWE Women's Tag Team Champion.
That's
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Now you were bit by the bug early. You know, you've been a fan, still a fan, are a superstar. Are there any for people who are trying to get into pro wrestling, as someone who got bit by the bug early, are there any matches that you would suggest to somebody trying to get into pro wrestling?
Ooh. I mean, I feel like there's so many matches that I could say, you know? I feel like a lot of the time when people ask me that, like, or like people coming up, I tell them to watch specific people. So, like, I feel like Eddie Guerrero is one person that I'm like, watch his matches, watch all his matches, 'cause like that is like the craft and that's like the storytelling of everything. Like, I feel like he did it best, you know? Booker T, CM Punk, The Rock, you know. One of my favorite storylines is what I vividly remember is John Cena versus The Rock, and it was the once in a lifetime match, and that's like one of my favorite matches ever. But I feel like you have to also watch like the storyline, like the story that came with it,
The
you know?
build up to it.
Yeah, 'cause I fell in love with wrestling because of the stories and the wrestling, but more so like the stories that created what the wrestling was, you know? So, yeah, I always like to go back and actually watch storylines and then the match.
Understand
Yeah.
that. The build up is everything. It's
Yeah.
the slow cook of the food.
Yeah. The once in a lifetime match that happened twice.
TJ, not now. Not
So
now.
the first one.
By the way, I was so fucking happy when Rock beat Cena, and I thought it was one time, like once in a lifetime.
Come on,
I was like, we got him.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
You
And
knew
then I was
John
like,
was getting
oh.
that hit back. Come on,
Yeah,
man.
mom, bro. I could let me be a fan a little bit, man.
So
I
Rox,
feel you.
when you're talking storylines, you know, right now WWE with it's Unreal is out. I'm kind of struggling with how I feel about it as someone who just loves wrestling in the business. I don't know if it's almost too much because now we're seeing everything, right? We completely know how the sausage is being made. So I'm watching it, and of course, Shay, I don't know if you've gotten to it yet. It's amazing. Like, it is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. The documentary
Especially because
series.
we in
But because we're in, yeah, we were
it.
getting tweeted like, yo, episode two, you guys are in it. And there we are jamming out the Cult of Personality, right?
Oh,
But I also, as a fan, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about, like, and mind me, I shouldn't have an opinion on this. You should have an opinion on this. I'm just a
yeah.
fan. So how, I guess my point being is, how do you feel about so much of the business now being open and kind of, I don't want to say exposed because exposed makes it seem like it was an accident, right?
Yeah,
So
more of the curtain peeled back.
revealed, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I feel like they did that because I feel like wrestling is evolving, and at this point, I feel like so many people do know, you know, that the curtain is being pulled back a little bit, and more people know about what's going on, and they enjoy to know, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. And I guess it's kind of like, you know, when they make movies and then you get to see the behind the scenes of the movie and how they're making the movie, you know. I feel like people don't go back to watching the movie and say like, oh, well, I saw this documentary on this, so like, you know, this is fake or whatever, or like this takes me out of it. I feel like it, like I could still watch wrestling to this day and be just immersed into it and, you know, still be into like the storyline and everything. But I can also see like why some people wouldn't want to see everything that's going on.
That's a great answer, though, to be honest with you. Yeah, I've never gone back and went, oh, now I can't believe in hobbits because I saw
Exactly.
It was gonna go there.
So thank you, Roxanne. You took my me being not so sure and you put it in a way that made me go, okay, cool. See, that's why I needed to talk to you today.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It is a really good show, though. I
Oh,
agree.
amazing. And like I said, even better because episode two, the two guys you're on with now, we kind of got in there real quick.
Yeah, you see us,
Exactly.
TJ.
Yeah.
NCW doing big things out here. We
I
got
just.
motion.
The McDonald's snack wrap is back. You brought it back. Ranch snack wrap. Spicy snack wrap. You broke the internet for a snack. Snack wrap is back. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Gatorade is the number one proven electrolyte blend designed to hydrate better than water. So you can lose more sweat and raise your game. Gatorade, is it in you?
I just realized we were talking about Rock, and I got a Rock and Sock t-shirt
Hey,
on
I
right
like
now.
the merch game. Look at the
Come on,
merch
come
game,
on,
TJ.
Jeff.
With you going up against Charlotte and Alexa, how do you get that fan out of your head? Like, there's certain players that I'm sure, the rookies in the NBA get a little starstruck with. You've already beat Alexa. I don't want to just put that out there, but I got to put that out there. So what's it like when you're in the ring with somebody who is iconic as those two?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like when I walk out of that curtain and the flip switches and I'm the prodigy, I just feel like I'm not intimidated, I'm not starstruck, I'm not any of those things. Like when I get in the ring, like
You
I'm
do the
Prodigy
intimidating.
Roxanne Perez. I'm the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion, Charlotte Flair.
Ooh.
Like
Act like you know.
I may not be that tall, I may not look like Charlotte Flair, but I'm smart. I'm smart and I'm the prodigy and I've been doing this for 10 years, so think
That's solid.
I got it.
See, this is why she's an
Love
NCW fan right here. A fa
that.
favorite, I should say. Not, I don't know if you're a
Instant
fan, but
favorite.
a favorite. Yeah.
I am a fan.
Hey man,
Oh,
man,
big
that's
fan
all
right
we
here.
needed. That's all we needed right there.
You can't tell me
Holy
nothing
cow.
right now.
All right, now besides the nuggets that you brought, friend of the show, Dominic Mysterio, you pulled up with a Switch too.
Yeah.
Some
The
gameplay
Switch
going on
too.
here. I mean that literally and figuratively, some gameplay
Bro.
going on, yo.
Yeah, everybody in there can use it. You guys want to come over to the clubhouse? You can use it too.
Oh, we're invited?
Stop. Don't get TJ started, Roxanne,
Oh
because
my God.
he'll hold on to this forever.
Hold on, I'm booking a flight. Don't worry about me real quick. Hold
Now,
on.
don't tell me you game. Do you game at all? Are you into video games? Let me know.
I am into video games, of course.
Don't
All right,
talk
this
about
is
TJ.
I'm a sit
Don't
back and
talk
just
about
listen now.
TJ.
You guys
Yeah.
continue.
All right, now let me know some of your favorite games.
Oh,
Maybe
wait.
one
I'm not like a super like I know Jada was on here and she's like, I play this one, like there's I'm like I don't play like I play like Mario Kart and like Mario World, Super Mario Brothers. I
Dang,
play
she's a Mario
See, that
fiend.
sounds like my
I
speed
am.
then, you know.
Honestly, like I could school you at Super Mario.
Damn, and threats. That's crazy.
See, I still got the old school Nintendo on my TV, so I can't really help when it comes to these
My
new.
mom used to have one of those during COVID. It was like the actual Nintendo that you would plug into the TV, the original one. And I was
Yeah.
playing that like all COVID.
Oh
Did
yeah, gotta
you play
blow into
Duck
the
Hunt?
cartridges.
Did you play Duck Hunt with the gun?
No, I didn't play that one.
Okay. Yeah, she got to get on Duck Hunt, Roxanne. That's
Okay, I'll check out Duck Hunt.
Now, it would behoove me not to ask, but I have to bring this up. It's a little tension still. But Liv Morgan has been, she suffered an injury, which is, the worst thing to happen in the business when somebody has to take time off because of injury. But there was a little tension between you two. Has there been any more rumblings within the Judgment Day about Liv or when she returns? Is there a plan on butting heads or anything like that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was trying to help her before she did unfortunately get injured,
Mm-hmm.
which, sucks pretty bad. But I've been in contact with her. You know, everybody thinks that there's all this tension building up, and you know, I have all these tricks under my sleeve, but everybody in the Judgment Day can trust me. Like, I'm just here. I'm just here to help out.
Right. TJ, get off her
No?
back. Damn.
Yeah, everybody
Hey.
get off my back. Like,
I ain't got nothing negative to say about what Roxanne does. She wanna join the Judgment Day. Cool. What
I'm just trying to be friends with everybody in the Judgment Day.
about the Judgment Day though? 'Cause you're Roxanne Perez, the prodigy. You could have went and associated yourself with anybody, right? What made you decide that the Judgment Day were the group that you wanted to help elevate?
Well, the Judgment Day is the most dominant faction in WWE, and I would say in WWE history too, you know? So I feel like what group better to join than the Judgment Day? And it's like we always got gold, as you can see. So yeah, I feel like they picked the perfect person. Finn Balor picked the perfect person to join the Judgment Day and help them out. And yeah, like just so happens that as soon as I join, we become tag team champions. You know,
This is
the
true.
guys are tag team champions again. You know,
Don got the IC
we're gonna
belt.
retain tomorrow. I mean Saturday. So
Okay, I mean. Dude, all right, wait, so there's Saturday. Is your match Saturday as well? All
we are Saturday. Yes.
right, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
Dominic
So,
is Sunday.
all right, Dominic. Oh my God, AJ Styles. I'm
Bro.
nervous.
Tell us about
Yeah, Dominic's got it.
Yeah,
I
Yeah, he's
know.
totally got it. Easy. He's not scared at all.
Tell us about that dude, Dirty Dom, another friend of the show. What's it like to work with Dom and just see the reaction that he gets from the
What a
crowd.
guy.
Yeah, what a guy. It's pretty cool, honestly. Like to hear I feel like any reaction is good reaction. So like I mean, when he was in Mexico, he got really cool reaction.
Yeah, that was
And then
ridiculous.
we'll be out there and trying to cut a promo and everybody's booing him. And I think that that's pretty cool as well, 'cause like I said, any reaction is good reaction. But yeah, he's pretty cool. And I play video games with him sometimes, so that's fun.
Okay. Well, we're
Yeah.
not investigative journalists, but I don't know. I want to dig a little deeper, but I don't know if we have enough
Here
time to dig
you go.
that deep. It ain't none of my business anyway. As long as Judgment Day's happy, I'm happy. And Shay, I know you're
We're so happy. We're all very happy. We're
happy.
waiting for Liv to return.
Now, when Liv comes back, though, right? Is there gonna be
No,
some
she said
issue?
that.
Because you're holding that title that you have. You step belong to her. You've won it fair and square, but are you anticipating that there could be any drama when she returns?
Are you
I
gonna
don't
have
think
to
so.
give the title back is really the question there.
Oh.
I don't think she would want it back, right?
I mean,
I think
you
she'd be
got
happy for me. I think she would be happy for me for sure.
She's not
She
as
should
happy
be.
as we would be, as we are for you. I could probably guarantee that, but I'm sure she's, yeah. As long as Judgment Day's got gold, she's got to be.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're good.
All right.
Roxanne, without question, you are our favorite guest. Our favorite guest.
Thank you.
You came back to see us twice. Wyatt is awesome.
Oh.
We always love your energy. Good luck to you on Saturday, SummerSlam. Kick ass. Kick ass for us.
Thank you. I will. I definitely will.
So,
We
Rox,
appreciate your time.
one thing, Cody, I was watching Cody. He was on an episode of Hot Ones recently, and he was giving some unwritten rules for backstage, things that are misdemeanors and some things he called felonies, right? For instance, it's a felony to, certain moves you don't get up from. Like he said, if you get tombstone pile driven, you stay down, right? You
Yeah.
don't go in someone else's bag. That's a felony. If your family comes to the show and you put them across from the hard cam and they don't react, he goes, that's a felony. And he goes, and you don't bother someone when they're signing autographs and they're in stride. He said Bron Breakker's the biggest person who gets a misdemeanor because he's always coming up and like hugging people while they're trying to autograph.
Taking
So for you, have there any been any like rules, the unwritten rules that you didn't know about before you got up, and now you're like, oh crap, I did that by accident.
Honestly, no, because I feel like since I came from the independent scene, I feel like these are like unspoken wrestling rules that have always been like subtly in place since I came up, since I was like freaking 15, 16. So like I low key know all of the unspoken wrestling rules that I'm like, y'all better not be doing that.
She's been in the game for years. It made her an animal, as
She's a vet.
Biggie
She's a
Yeah,
vet, bro.
I'm a young vet.
So on Monday, Roxanne Perez, the story of Roxanne Perez, Raquel Rodriguez, and the Judgment Day will read.
And still.
And still.
And still, that's it.
Oh.
That's what the story, that's what the headline are going to read.
Yep.
Wow.
All of us, all of us.
The champs are still here.
Good chat. I ran out, bro. You got any more, or can we let this lady have her day?
Look, I'm gonna let her go on her day. Look, we could talk to her for another 2 hours, of course, but we want to let
Yeah,
you get
honestly, I
going.
could.
Appreciate you so much. Like I said, I hope you know that we, like I said, we are big Roxanne stans here. We don't even
Thank you,
attempt to
guys. You
hide
guys
it.
are the best.
Appreciate you. Wish you nothing but the best going forward. And like that day, O'Shea is coming, right? I'll say it probably won't be in 2025, but that day's coming when one of those two big gold belts is going to be on her shoulder. And quite frankly, I can't wait till we
And
get that in.
I'll be back
Oh,
with
oh, that's what I'm talking about.
no
Let me go buy some merch right now.
doubt.
Oh man,
What are you waiting for?
especially that champion merch. We appreciate you so much, Roxanne. Have a great day.
Thanks for
Appreciate
having
you.
me, guys.
It's Roxanne, man.
Bro, there you have it, bro.
Yeah.
There you have it, man. She's so chill.
Yeah,
She could come back here anytime, but like first two-time female superstar, bro.
man. She's definitely dope, and the future's so bright for her, man. And I'm telling you guys right now, if you're not on board the Roxanne train, you should get on because this young lady, she's got it, and she's gonna be on top for a long time. So it's gonna be awesome to watch her evolution and continue to grow as a performer. So it's gonna be dope. And SummerSlam, man, we gave our a little breakdown early on Monday's episode, 2 nights. It's gonna be incredible, Shay. I can't wait to see what happens on Monday. What are we going to be talking about Monday? Like, who's going to be holding gold? Who won't be holding gold? Who's going to be happy? Who's going to be disappointed? It's a lot riding on the line in these 2 nights of SummerSlam, bro.
And we definitely didn't tell her that we hella picked Charlotte and Alexa, but we don't have to talk about that.
Listen, listen.
We don't have to talk about that. I said, now I know she said there's not gonna be any animosity when Liv come back, but if I know Liv Morgan, she keep a grudge.
Right, this is going to be interesting. This Judgment Day storyline ain't going away anytime soon, man. So it's going to be
Exactly.
interesting to see what goes down.
And neither is NCW. We appreciate you guys for popping in on us for this special episode. We will see you Monday as well to do a full recap of all the chaos that SummerSlam is definitely going to be bringing. And hopefully, we hear what. We'll see you guys Monday. Make sure you have a good day, but not too good, because who the hell you think you are? Peace.
Bye, Miss
Bye, Miss
Parker.
Parker.
I am Michael Rosenbaum.
I am Tom Welling.
Welcome to Talkville,
where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
We're going to be talking to sometimes guest stars.
Are you liking the direction Lois is going in?
Yeah, because I'm getting more screen time.
It's good.
But mostly it's just me and Tom remembering.
I think we all feel like there was a scene missing here.
You got me, Tom.
Let's revisit it. Let's look at it.
See what we remember.
See what we remember.
I had never been around anything like that before. I mean, it was so fun.
Talkville.
Talkville.
I just had a flashback.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get into it.